Okay, I am here with Matt Pollard, who we were just having a coffee, and just like last time with Chris, I pulled out my iPhone and we thought we'd do another audio boot. We were talking about a new show called Breaking Bad. Hi, how are you?
I'm great, Andrew. How are you doing?
Doesn't it feel strange to be talking for half an hour and then for some reason to say hi?
That's very odd, but that's very Andrew.
It's very me. Now, we're at a cafe, and so you'll hear cars and stuff going past. Let's talk Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
What is it about?
Well, the first season we're sort of introduced to the main character, who was just being diagnosed with cancer. He's had a previously had a bit of a rough life. He's a school teacher getting paid bog all, and running a second job. And because he's been diagnosed with cancer, he's decided he needs some sort of money, and he's also sort of lashing out and breaking away from his previous standard of life of running scared and always taking the easy road and things. So he breaks out and starts cooking meth in order to make money for his...
Now, he's a chemistry teacher.
Sorry,
I should inject that. He's a chemistry teacher, a very good chemistry teacher, and he starts, cooking meth.
Yeah, he starts cooking meth, yeah, so... and we're also brought... Later on in the series, it sort of becomes more of a... becomes more known that he's also had been involved in research where he's some company was forged and they made multi-millions of dollars, but something happened between him and an ex-girlfriend or something like that. Where
now, what's the secret sauce with this show though? Because I've talked to people about it and they love it. Now, on the onset, aging guy, cooking meth, chemistry teacher. It sounds interesting, but it could be something which just goes down the road of Cliché City.
Yeah.
What's the secret sauce with the show?
I don't know. I was thinking about that last night. I reckon it's something that sort of plagues on everybody's, ego dreams, you know. How many times has anyone wished they were a gangster or they was, someone making money because of a legal sort of reasons or something like that? Just, I don't know. That's something that I always thought. But it's very easy to relate to this guy, I suppose, because everybody's had at one stage or in their life, a moment where they've had a bit of a rough trot, and so he's very easy to relate to. And then when he starts having these successes and ups and downs and things, you sort of you feel it,
yeah.
So it's really easy, but the show's just brilliant. It's so well written. It's it keeps you all constantly on the edge of your seat. It's got moments that make you want to piss yourself laughing as well. But it's not aimed to be
dark
a comedy. It's not aimed to be a comedy. It's just bang, it's there, and the way that it's put together and the whole film is structured, it's utter brilliance.
I think for me the secret to the success is the actual his offsider.
Oh yeah, yeah.
His ex student.
Yes.
To whom he discovers leaving outside of a window after accidentally not being there when a raid occurs. Looks over and says, "Oh my God, my teacher's there!" And before you know it, they hook up and start cooking meth. He cooks it, they sell it, and the interplay between those two is brilliant because it's old and new, etc. And also, I just love the fact that as the season progresses, he starts to establish some sort of persona of a gangster, which he just really gets it wrong.
Yeah,
he's a nerd.
Yeah.
And he tries to go the gangster.
Well, he's not just a nerd, he's a teacher. So and every trait that he tries to purvey or falsify, the teacher element still comes back into it. So, when he's cooking with this guy who is his ex-student, he's he accidentally falls into the father figure of his offsider.
Yeah.
And he's always beating him because he does stupid things or makes mistakes, and not beating him literally, but
doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong and giving him a hard time.
And yet never takes a step back and overall goes, "Hang on, aren't we cooking meth? Isn't this whole thing wrong?"
Yeah.
But yeah. No, I love the fact there was a scene where they did the drop-off at the junkyard. And the guy was saying, "Why the hell the junkyard? Did you see this in a movie?" And he goes, "Well, where would you do it?" "I don't know, a mall? I could buy a t-shirt at the same time." And then the drug lord turns up and goes, why the junkyard? Why here? Yeah, nice little witty one-sided of that.
Yeah, no, there's plenty of that. There's plenty of that.
Okay, so season one, season two is out. Season three has been written. Out of 10, what would you give it?
Oh, shit, that's difficult. It's up there. It would be a very high score.
You've got 3 seconds.
Let's go with a 10.
10 it is.